Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. It says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. An unknown writer wrote, "Life with Christ is an endless hope. Without hope, without Him, a hopeless end." My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible likens a life to a house. Some homes are built to last while others crumble easily in strong wind or rain. The difference is not in the severity of the storm, but in the quality of the foundation upon which the structure is built. And whilst Apostle Paul was writing to the Corinthian church, let me remind you that he was the pioneer of the Corinthian church, and he had trouble hiding his disappointment. The members of this church were acting like babies rather than adults, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. No doubt he had to remind himself that people development is a process and not an event. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are in a process of being built into better people. Right? A building is being built. But Paul desperately wanted people to rise up within the church. People who were healthy, strong, and able to make decisions without his help. And Paul gave them three pictures to illustrate how God wanted them to grow. So if you would meditate upon 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 1 to 4, he talks about the church as a family. The goal is maturity. It is natural for children to grow physically as they age. This should also be true spiritually. The marks of maturity are what you eat, verses 1 to 2, what you do, verse 3, and what you say in verse 4. Secondly, he reminds a picture that church is a field. The goal is fruitfulness in verses 5 to 9. It doesn't matter who planted or who watered. The point is, are the plants growing? Fruit includes the results of your work, the response of your people, and the reward of your fulfillment. And the third picture that Paul builds for this process is that church is a building. The goal is quality. From verses 9 to 23, we are like a building, he talks. The measure of a good structure is quality. And this includes the right foundation, verses 9 to 11, the right materials, verses 12 to 17, and the right motives, verses 18 to 23. My dear brothers and sisters, I would encourage you today, build your foundation on the rock of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, and give God the glory, and reflect on some of the shaky foundations upon which many of your friends seem to be building their lives, and determine to share Christ with them as you have opportunity. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for your life-giving power of the Holy Spirit that resides in us. Thank you that you have put faith in our hearts and in our minds, that we believe that Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. We are built on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we want to say thank you. And we shall not be moved. We shall not be shaken, no matter what the storm and no matter what the winds be, oh Lord. But we will be, oh Father, as we are grounded and rooted in your love, we are grounded and rooted in your word, and we have a sure foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not be moved. And Father, I pray that you'll give us the grace to contend for our faith, and give us the grace to not only profess the faith, but also to practice the faith that you have given us, that we will never be the same, and your people will be blessed abundantly. I thank you, Lord, for your flock as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. I release your blessings upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, and bless them and keep them from the evil one. I thank you, Lord. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, your word tells us that we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for it. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.